Not Tonight, Darling, When Sexual Desire Disappears, by Kirsten Elburg, narrated by Linda Elvira. Foreword. Why this book? This book is about women who have wholly or partly lost their sexual desire, and women who feel only a weak desire for sex, or none at all. Through the years I've worked with many women and couples whose main problem was that the woman had lost her sexual desire. Many years' experience of this problem has led to this book. The woman may lose her sexual desire for several reasons. The women and couples I've met through the years have been very different from each other. But they all shared the will and the strength to work their way through the problems and emerge on the other side. I offer my thanks to all these women and couples. If not for them, this book had not been written. No books dealing exclusively with women's lack of sexual desire have previously been written. I consider it my task to remedy that deficiency by communicating a knowledge that may prove useful and encouraging to couples who are losing heart because the woman's sexual needs are far weaker than those of the man. Reading this book, women or couples who are uncertain whether they want to seek professional assistance or they will be able to handle the problem on their own will obtain a better basis for considering what to do. For some, reading the book or parts of it will suffice to find out where the shoe pinches and thus to work their way through the problem unaided. Others will have to seek professional assistance. A few words about my background. I was born in 1955 and worked in the field of psychotherapy and sexuality from 1990 to 2007, when I closed down my clinic to devote myself entirely to writing. I'm a qualified teacher with a supplementary education in psychotherapy. From 1993 on, I was a psychotherapist in private practice, specializing in couples therapy. Concurrently with this, I was an author, a letters editor, and a writer on psychology and marital relations. At my clinic, I worked with women's sexual problems in various ways. Consultations were both individual and for couples. And I used talk therapy, drawing therapy, body therapy, regression, relaxation, and intimacy exercises. All these kinds of therapy will be touched on in this book. About this book. A limited sexual desire may indicate that something is wrong in the relationship or in the woman's own life. It may also indicate that the woman's attention is fixed on other things. Or it may simply indicate that sex is not important to her. If she is spontaneously ignoring sex and does not have a partner who resents that, everything is of course perfectly fine. This book is, however, targeted on the women and couples who regret that the woman has no sexual desire and have a feeling that some specific problems in their relationship or the woman's life are the cause of her reduced desire. When I use such phrases as no or reduced desire in this book, they should be read as indicating either that the woman feels no sexual desire at all, feels less desire than she used to, or feels markedly less sexual desire than her partner does. Thus, they are always relative, and hence do not imply that the woman is wanting in something, or that she is to blame, or that something is wrong with her. Although this book is about women with a reduced sexual desire, many of the cases will apply in the reverse as well. That is, if a man is the one who does not want sex. Most women who lose their sexual desire, or were never very desirous, do not know the cause of this. They just feel no desire.